Welcome in, game time! 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course that gorgeous, fully functioning 1620 The Zone mobile app, baby. Man, I got a bunch of stuff. You know, because of the news of the rumor with Hoiberg dropping at the end of the show, I didn't get a chance to get into some of my, like, bracket, like, specific thoughts that I have for the NCAA tournament. I mean, play-in games start tonight. But I got some thoughts. And I also will give you to the teams that I believe that can. I'm going to elaborate on the teams that I think can win a national championship. NIT gets cracking tonight for Creighton. Loyola Chicago in town. I mean, here we go, right? I mean, I will say this about the NIT. I think the path is great for Creighton. You know, we always talk about that for the NCAA tournament. Well, I mean, the NIT, same thing, you know. What's the matchups look like? What does the path look like? My big thing with Creighton always is, will teams allow... Creighton needs to play teams that will let Creighton be Creighton. And what I mean by that is, they don't... Like, the last couple of years, and this isn't excuses, because I said last year, like, I'm tired of... I think Creighton needs to graduate from the, well, you know, there's this and that. Like, you got to move past that, but I also think you can acknowledge that a matchup was bad. Does that make sense? Like... I can say, yeah, it wasn't a good matchup, but at some point you have to overcome that. Rhode Island, Kansas State are like carbon copy. Like, if you asked me to draw up the worst possible teams for Creighton to play, I would tell you, they're, you know, really, really tough-minded, physical teams defensively that get in you, can switch a lot of different screens, and want to slow the game down. Oh, that's Rhode Island and Kansas State. But that doesn't mean that Creighton should be, you know, it should be like, oh, well, then okay, it was a bad matchup. It's okay to not be able to punch through. No, not at all. I'm not saying that at all. But the opposite is true for what Creighton's path looks like in the NIT. They're going to play a Loyola team that Creighton's just going to be a lot more talented than. And I think they're going to, you know, what spreads 9 tonight. Then they would potentially play a Memphis team. Memphis wants to play fast, get up and down the floor, NBA style. I will take Creighton and anybody that wants to play them like that. You know, then after that, you know, is it Nebraska? Is it TCU? I don't know. I mean, if it's Nebraska, I mean, listen, Nebraska's got their issues. And, you know, how much does TCU want to be there? I mean, TCU had aspirations going to the NCAA tournament. How much do they want to be there? So I think Creighton's path is a pretty darn good one. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. I'll give you some more thoughts on the NIT, the rules changes that are happening in the NIT, and, you know, I'll give you some specific thoughts on tonight. But I kind of feel like the topic du jour is still the Nebraska basketball head coaching situation. So I want to go back to that. And obviously the name Fred Hoiberg has taken this area by storm. And the story broke late yesterday in my show, and I gave you my snapshot thoughts. And I do think there's a lot of smoke around this rumor that he's the front runner. Now, the reality is you never know until someone is standing at the podium accepting the job. But Hoiberg is a name that has been rumored for a while. And like I said yesterday, I don't think Jeff Goodman would have tweeted what he tweeted if he didn't feel really good about it. Goodman's not a blowhard. You know, Goodman's not a guy that wants to just throw stuff on a wall and see what... That's not Goodman's style. But most importantly, Jeff Goodman and Tim Miles are really good friends. Remember, Tim Miles went on Goodman's podcast about a month ago to talk about the hot seat. Had a very candid 45-minute long conversation. Those two talk. Those two are close. I really think Jeff Goodman wouldn't tweet it if he didn't feel good about it. If he didn't feel like this thing was sourced, hell, Miles might be his source. Who knows? He wouldn't run with it, you know? So the first question everyone has is, you know, is this rumor legit, Hoiberg in Nebraska? Again, I say yes. There are aspects of all of this that make sense. Hoiberg's grandpa was the head coach at Nebraska back in the day. Hoiberg's father graduated from Nebraska. Fred Hoiberg was born in Lincoln. Fred Hoiberg coached in this part of the country, Ames, Iowa, Iowa State, and Lincoln, Nebraska, and the University of Nebraska are in the same geographical footprint. So it's not like he's an East Coast guy or a West Coast guy. He's a meat and potatoes kind of a Midwest cat. And Hoiberg right now is looking for the next job after getting let go by the Chicago Bulls. So I think the rumor's legit. So you start there. So then the second question is, okay, well, how good would this hire be? If it were to happen, I think it would be a home run hire. Again, when you take into consideration great accomplished coaches who are also realistic candidates, Fred Hoiberg is at the top of the list. This guy went to four NCAA tournaments in 5 years at Iowa State. They went to the Sweet 16 one year. He won four NCAA tournament games in 5 years. He was very successful at Iowa State. So what do I like about it, rather than just regurgitating his accomplishments? Again, if it were to happen, there's a bunch I like about it. Number one, Fred Hoiberg is an excellent offensive mind. There are a few coaches in all of basketball who are at the top of the entire coaching industry in terms of offensive coaching. And Fred Hoiberg's one of those guys. He's one of those guys. And for far too long, Nebraska has been an offensively challenged program. How many times do you feel like you've sat down over the course of the last 15 years, turned on a Nebraska game, and it's just been a grind to watch this team score 70 points? How many times over the last 10 to 15 years have you turned on a Nebraska game and you're hearing about, oh, now the scoring drought is 8 minutes for Nebraska, or now haven't been no field goals here in the last 9 minutes for, right? Kind of feels like it's like one out of every four or five games. Nebraska's been an offensively challenged program, and Nebraska, I think, has been a program without an identity. That would instantly change with Fred Hoiberg. Nebraska would be a top offensive team. How about this? I looked this up this morning, drinking a cup of coffee. Here is where Iowa State ranked nationally in points per game in Fred Hoiberg's last 3 years in Ames, Iowa. 4th, 5th, 14th. So, two of his last 3 years, he was one of the top 5 points per game scoring offenses in the country. And the other year, he was 14th. So, I'm not just saying he's good from an opinion standpoint. Like, there's stats to back it up. His teams play fast. They execute. They play aggressive. They play with confidence. They put that biscuit in the basket. And that is something that Nebraska has lacked for years. Miles' teams, offensively challenged. Doc Sadler's teams, offensively challenged. Barry Collier's teams were a little up and down in that regard. That would change. And within that, Fred Hoiberg would have a crystal clear idea of what he wants his style to look like and his players to look like. That's huge. And within that offensive aspect of this, what I also like about it is that Nebraska would kind of instantly be different in the Big Ten. When I say Big Ten basketball, you know what I think of? It's a little bit more of a defensive-minded league, a little bit more of like a slower, physical kind of a conference. Like that's what a lot of these teams are kind of like. And Nebraska could be the one team, along with Michigan probably, because Michigan, when I think Michigan, they're, you know, John Beilein, he's one of the premier offensive minds in all of basketball. But I think Nebraska could be different in the Big Ten. They could be the team that plays fast, plays free, plays open, scores. They'd be unique. And I've always felt like it's being unique when you're not one of the blue bloods is a good thing. So I think that offensive aspect in his style is all-encompassing in a lot of different ways. Plus, he would seem like a fit. And that matters. Fit is crucial in sports. Do you he'd appear to fit profile-wise. He would fit culturally. Like Bill Callahan didn't fit. Right? NFL guy, came from the West Coast. Like, he didn't fit the culture. To me, Fred Hoiberg fits the culture, fits the profile, all that. And then lastly, and listen, this is never the reason to do something, but if it's just a part of it, it's a good thing. Having Fred Hoiberg as a coach would add some cachet to the Nebraska basketball program. And it would add kind of a name to the job. People know who Fred Hoiberg is. It's never good when you got to Google who a team hires. Who? How do you spell that? That's never good. If your first two questions after someone tells you someone hires is who and how do you spell that, that's not good. That's not good. People know Fred Hoiberg is. I mean, the guy was the Chicago Bulls coach for just a few months ago. So Nebraska would get a boost in that regard. So I think you look down the line, there's a lot to like about this candidate. A lot to like it, to like about it. Will it happen? I don't know. But it passes the smell test, for lack of a better term. It absolutely passes the smell test. I will say this. There are a few things that maybe would concern me about Hoiberg. And I'll lay those out for you later on in the show. So what we got coming up, we got Robin Washit at 1 o'clock. We'll talk a ton of Husker hoops with Robin. Thor Tripp is going to be at 1:30 today. We'll talk to Thor about, you know, the NIT. We'll talk about what he sees with Creighton in their situation as they get Loyola Chicago coming to town tonight. Lots to talk about with Thor and with Robin. And then there's a ton of room for you. So, I mean, we're wide open. Wide open as Brandon Cooks was in the Super Bowl. Sorry. For the next 2 hours here. So a lot of me, a lot of you. You can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, nick@1620thezone.com. Equitable online.com. We got the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Nick Bob, so you can hit me up any way you choose. Got an email today from Bet Online's Games of the Year, first college football Games of the Year point spreads. There's a Nebraska game on it. It's Ohio State at Nebraska. What is that point spread? I'll tell you next.